Hello and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver and I am delighted to be able to give you meditation instruction and to sit together with you. Today we're going to sit together for 10 minutes with a cat. And so please take your seat, get settled, whether you're seated on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, one ankle in front of the other, not on top. Or in a chair, and if you sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor and be assured that there is no spiritual advantage to sitting on the floor. Sitting on a chair is equally as spiritual. Would you like to settle down? As we get settled, I want to talk to you about what is called the second paramita, or transcendent action. The six paramitas are the actions that we can each take if we want to bring more goodness and kindness and love and joy into our lives, which I know we all do. There are six. The first, generosity, we talked about last week, and if you like, you can go and look at that video, but you don't have to. Each paramita stands alone. The second paramita, which we're going to look at today, is called discipline. And discipline is a tough one for me. I don't feel necessarily that I have great discipline, meaning what if I want to make myself do something, I often can't do it. Fortunately, the Buddhist definition of discipline does not include making yourself do something that you would rather not do completely. Generosity is a kind of opening. There's this sense of, I am so open to my environment and to the contents of my own heart, that when something is needed by someone else or the situation, I can give it so easily because I'm very attuned, I'm very open. Not me, but one, let's say. So there's this sense of expansiveness and opening. And with the second paramita, discipline, there's a sense of, okay, let's tighten this up. Let's not be big piles of mush. Let's also bring some rigor and some precision into our actions. So discipline has to do, one could say, with the way you hold your mind. One way to look at it, and there are a vast quantity of ways to look at this topic of discipline within the Buddhist view, is the way to hold your mind is to pull it back from the three poisons. The three poisons are things, they're poisons. Everybody knows what poison is. The first one is called grasping, which means just wanting to get the things that will make you happy and wanting to push away the things that you think might make you unhappy. Of course, we all want good things and don't want bad things, but when there's this sense of, uh-oh, I have to be on my guard constantly, and if I get something good, I have to hold it really tight. It makes you go like this, so you're not paying attention anymore. So grasping is the first poison. One of these poisons, by the way, is your poison of choice. Grasping is mine. The second poison is called aggression, or feeling like the world is so dangerous, so bad, people are so untrustworthy that you have to force your way into the situations you want to get into, take the things that you want without regard for others. That's a poison. The third poison is called ignorance, or just, it can be anything from going into a situation, becoming involved in something that you don't really understand, and you kind of willfully don't understand it, to just saying, no, I don't want to look at that. There's this complicated, difficult thing happening in my life or in the world, and I'm going to watch TV. I'm just going to ignore that. And, you know, we can't just rub our faces in all the difficulties of this world, or we would be rubbed raw and in constant sorrow. However, there is a point where forcefully not paying attention to the things that require your attention becomes a poison. Grasping, aggression, ignorance. Discipline means one could say, noticing when your mind is going into one of these three, and mine has gone into each one in the last second because, you know, they're so prevalent. You notice when your mind is going into one and you pull it back. In other words, you let go. You return your attention to the present moment and you take a fresh view of what's happening. And you don't allow yourself to get lost or drowned or bound in your own grasping, your own aggression, your own ignorance. It's the discipline of holding your mind to the present moment. And how do you do that? One might wonder, quite sensibly. Well, we're fixing to do it right now, because the practice of meditation is watching when your mind gets absorbed in thought. Whatever the thought is, it doesn't matter. Letting go. And bringing your attention back to the breath and taking a fresh start. And we're doing this not so that we can become awesome breath followers. We're not trying to become great at meditation. We're trying to become great at watching the movement of our mind so that we can let go of what is poisonous and hold our attention on what is wholesome and decent, which is another way of saying the present moment, being right here. So that's one way of looking at discipline. With generosity, we open. With discipline, we tighten up the situation, because we're not going to be too mushy here. And next week, we'll talk about the third paramita, which is patience, which is another form of sort of opening. So I hope that's useful from the bottom of my heart, and let's practice. So please begin your practice by softening, relaxing, allowing yourself to be right here, not trying to get anywhere else. We're trying to be right here. So soften into your environment, onto your cushion or chair. Let your belly relax, let your shoulders relax. And while you're softening, sit up straight and feel your own power. And notice this juxtaposition of softness and relaxation and power and elegance. They're inseparable, just like generosity and discipline. The hands rest, palms down, on the legs somewhere, or on a cat. There, cat, hi. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long. And the mouth is closed. The lips and teeth are slightly parted. And the tongue rests on the roof of the mouth, just behind the upper teeth. The breath is natural in and out through the nose. And the eyes are open, and the gaze is cast down to a comfortable spot. And let the eyes be really, really soft. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Feel your breath. Feel yourself breathing. And feel the body expand on the inhale and gently contract on the exhale. There's a little gap at the end of the exhale, and the next inhale just happens, I promise. And stay with the sensation of breath. That's all you have to do. And if your mind becomes absorbed in thought, No problem. When you notice, let go gently, like you're opening your fist and letting a feather just fly away, and gently return your attention to the breath and begin again. Thank you so much for your practice, and thank you so much for practicing together.